Hey, everybody. This dream, I'm going to make it short and sweet because I don't really remember too much of it. But I just remember the ending being very funny. So, it takes place in a school setting. And I don't think I really play myself. I think I'm playing like Will Smith. Or Will Smith is playing me.
That's a better way to put it.
But I just remember it's like in the dream I did like the schoolwork, but this is like the final day of this class, and the class is I honestly don't know. I thought it was a flora class, but later on it turns like there's no questions about flora, so I don't know what the hell was going on. But the beginning of the class is kind of me like doing work. I show up to class, and then, you know, there's some other parts of the dream, but I'm just gonna skip it, because they don't mean anything, and I don't know what the fuck they were talking, like, it was just me, like, walking through the halls, you know, so, it's, like, the final of the class, and we're all, we would sit at tables together, and that was, I was like, that's our groups normally, so, but I just didn't know anybody in the class. So when it came time to pick a group, I was like, what group are we? Like, what number are we going to pick? And there was this locker. Everyone stood up, and there was this, like, old school, like, locker with, like, 8 different lockers in it. Like, it was a big locker. It was on legs, and it was something you could move around. It was lockers. And you would walk by the group number that you were a part of, and you would take your phone and you would click a button twice, and it would somehow like connect you to that group. So they were like, yeah, we're this. Everyone was like, yeah, we're this group. Yeah, we're that group. And I was like, what group is my group? So I went up and I hit the number. I hit the beep next to the one I thought it was. And then as you hit your beep, you filed out of the classroom. And I was like, what group? What the fuck? I was just so confused. So everyone is getting to their, we're like leaving the classroom and going to like this common area to start working on our project. And, I'm like, what the f-? I was like, is this the people? I just didn't know anybody. At that point, I just had lost total connection. I was like, who are these people? And then the teacher was like, yeah, you're in this group. And I was like, yeah, but I want to be in the group of the people that I sat it with. And he was like, look, I'm going to need you in that group. He was like, they're struggling and you're not doing too good either. And I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe I'm doing bad in this class. So after, like, I'm just like, oh fuck, this kind of sucks. So to explain this common area, it's like a future, it's very futuristic. It's got like a, so the way we came down from a stairwell and then it opens up, it's almost like there's a central area and then there's almost like pods, I guess. Not pod, like, what, I guess you'd call it like a pod, I don't know. It was just like a little area where people could commune in, right? There was different, like, there was benches, like, not benches, but there was like a little TV area with like a, with bean bags, and there was like a table all the way in the middle of it, and then it was just like different areas for people to communicate and work on projects together. So I am in one, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know these people. And they're like, yeah, you're with that, with our group. And then these people are just not communicating. 2 of them would never show up to class. And I don't even know what the fuck the project is. I'm just like, yeah, let's do this, I guess. Like, I'm upset just because I wanted to be with my group, even though I didn't know who they were. So she's like, all right, I need this girl I'm sitting next to. She's like, I need your help explaining this. And I'm like, what? Let's check it out. And so I get onto like the shared doc, and it's like a, it's an image of like jackals from Halo. And they're just, they're on like a cave planet, like a deserty cave planet. And they're like screaming and like standing menacingly. And I guess the class is like describe pictures. I don't know. But I was like, these, and I'm just writing out the sentence for her. Sorry. In, like, very plain English, I'm like, these dastardly birds, these horrendous birds stand viciously. Like, I'm just, I wouldn't say normal English, but I'm using the English that I would use to write papers with, you know? And she's like, wow, smarty pants. And I'm like, what the fuck were you writing? Like, just, and so I'm just like, put down what I wrote. And then in the middle of this, the school or wherever I am was just like, we're under attack. They're here. And I'm like, oh, shit. And so I jump up and run. And there's just like an open area that leads to space. Like, I just missed it on my first time looking through, I guess. An open area that leads to space, but it's got like an airlock sort of thing on it. But I fly through it and I'm in space just floating around, flying around. And they're like, they're here, they've come to attack, like somebody has come to attack us. We need to hold them off. And I'm just like in action, right? I'm like, let's go. So I hop out and I'm shooting blue. Like bullets out of, I don't know what, I want to say I was holding a gun, but I don't remember holding a gun. I just remember it turns like a video game-esque thing where like the aircrafts that the enemy were using were kind of like a swarm. They were swarming together into a big group, and then they were like flying around, and the aircraft we were in looked like the spaceship from like the droid. Oh, I forget what they're called. Just like the droid communication spaceship from like Star Wars, or the ship from Prometheus. I had like the, oh dude, this guy just hit a gnarly manual for like 3 seconds. He just did it again. It's like a curved, like a croissant-shaped ship, and I'm in the middle. And there's like these ships like shooting at us and flying around in this swarm, and I don't have anything to breathe with. I'm just flying around. I'm like, and I'm running along the walls and pushing off and like shooting them, and I'm like, come on. Pretty much a big war scene. And then the ship starts talking and it's got a face on it. So like, right, imagine right in the center of the ship where the croissant would be in the middle, like in the hole, it was like, I'm gonna send him through your way, help me out. I'm like, yeah, we got this, let's go. And he opens his mouth. He's got like a little digital face, but he opens his mouth, and like he must have redirected their path, and they float through. And as they fly through, I'm just like blasting. I'm like, and I'm killing them all. And then, or like, that was the last of them. And then, like, my floating ability kind of stops, and I'm in a, instead of it being like an open croissant, there's a bottom to it, I guess. So, like, I'm able to stand at the bottom, and it's almost like I'm in an arena, and I look up, and there's all the different classrooms are up at the top, and there's people looking out at me. And then they start playing it's like a standing ovation. Like, they start, like, it was a movie moment. They start playing a song, and I'm, like, closing my eyes and, like, bobbing my head and, like, moving my shoulders and feet. I'm like, and I could not tell you what the song is, but I remember it, like, I was doing like a signature dance as I, like, the people all started doing it to, like, they all started singing the song, and like the song was playing on speakers, and everyone was hitting the dance, and I was like, I gotta get back up to my team, we gotta finish this project. And I don't know how to, like, I lost the ability to fly for a second, but like as the song got stronger, I start to become less pulled by gravity. So I'm like, I'm doing a little wall run, and I'm doing little jumps to get higher, and then slowly becomes easier and easier until I'm just like flying up to the top. I'm like, and everyone's like, yeah, but like they're also still staying in sync with the music. Like, everyone's like boogieing down to this song, and then I float back up to my team, and I see them all hitting the dance, whatever the dance, I don't even remember what it was, like some shuffles. And then that's where it ended, because I got called by my boss to come to work, so now I'm driving to work. But I just thought that's, I just thought the ending was hilarious. Like, it was like a Space Jam moment or something. It was funny. I just don't know where it came from, but you know, I was like, the boogie down upon you. Let's imagine it was Let's Groove Tonight by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's groove tonight. And I'm hitting it. Just going crazy. But the thing was, I wasn't even going crazy. I was like very celebratory. I was like, just grooving and moving, you know? But I've never had a, I don't think I've ever had a dream where that happened at the end. It was like a movie at the end. But, yeah. I'm not quite at work yet, so I'm not going to end the podcast till I park. Take a left turn on Bennett Ave. I could have made a left there, but I didn't. So it's Monday, right? What's the deal with Mondays? Hey, who hates Mondays, right? Freaking hate those Mondays. Monday. Drinking a cup of coffee in the morning. Who does that, right? I do sometimes. Normally I don't, though. Normally I save my caffeine intake for when I go to the gym. You feel me? Not the flex, because I'm not flexing, but I do flex at the gym. You like that? You like that play on words? No, but when I was wintertime, and I was, it was during, like, the Christmas rush, and I remember my grandma was watching the house because everyone was gone on a vacation, and, it was so cold out, and I remember, like, I don't make coffee now, just because, A, I don't know, just kind of in my own shell at home. I don't know, my parents, I don't know if they like me making coffee, so I don't, but I also don't pay for it. But Jenny has these, like, Kruger, or whatever, Keurig, maybe, something, the little cup things you pop in, and I was using those in the morning, and, like, waking up, like, 5 a.m., making one of those. Put a little bit of sugar, a little bit of milk in it, stir it up, and just hot coffee in the throat, down the stomach. And then you walk outside. It makes a world of difference. Walking out with a warm belly out into the cold, waiting for your car to heat up, versus just going out there after, like, waking up 10 minutes later, coming out to work, you know? I'm like, damn, no wonder people wake up, drink some coffee, and then go to work, because this is nice. That's what I got out of that. But hey, I'm not knocking it. You feel me? I'm not knocking it. Not at all. I'm never going to knock that shit. No kizzy. All right, I'm at work. Much love. And much peace.